Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
The Sanger Theater served as a gathering place for the Pensacola community, welcoming audiences to experience a variety of performances. While the views and messages expressed are those of the artists and do not necessarily reflect the theater or its partners, our role is to offer a space where live entertainment can be shared and enjoyed. Above all, the safety and comfort of our guests, staff, and performers is always our top priority. Every event undergoes a thorough evaluation to ensure appropriate measures are in place for it to proceed responsibly. Additionally, the contract between Legends Global and every event promoter and production company we work with requires compliance with applicable local, state, and federal laws.
This is Jeffrey Sharp. He is the manager for the Sanger Theater, and he was speaking at the very beginning of the discussion. And a forum discussion, not an agenda item before the city council. The half hour and before the agenda is called the Leroy Boyd Forum, the first forum. Then they go through their regular agenda, and at the end they come back. And I've never seen so many people stay till the end and then speak. It was a half hour, and then it was the meeting, which was about an hour. And then it was an hour and a half after that that they continued talking mostly about this afterwards. I frankly thought that when Jeffrey Sharp spoke, I thought we'd be kind of done because he said this, which I thought was the most interesting comment of the night.
Based on some of the concerns raised about the show in question, we've gone the extra mile.
By the way, Drag Queen Christmas, in case you're unfamiliar. I assume you all know, but if you don't, it's a drag show 2 days before Christmas. It's coming to Pensacola that's raised a lot of we are unhappy about this from conservative Christians, not all but many, here locally. Anyway, back to the Jeffrey Sharp.
We've gone the extra mile and provided the event production company with copies of the relevant city ordinances and state laws. Consequently, if this show's content violates city ordinances or state laws regarding nudity, graphic content, or obscenity, performers could face arrest. The production company could be held legally liable, and authorities could shut down the production immediately.
See, to me, that really solves the issues. The best objection, the best, leg to stand on, so to speak, for the critics of the Drag Queen Christmas is that it would violate nudity or sexual performance or obscenity laws. Because, as Pastor Johnson has so vividly said on the radio, or it's at the forum and then I played it on the radio, there's some past videos of this that have some things that would definitely be, I think, would be violations of local law, okay, or obscenity. And those should not be in the show. If they are in the show, they will stop the show and probably make arrests, which kind of reminds me of the Broward County years ago and Two Live Crew and, all of that. Or if you prefer Footloose, your analogy, whatever. But, in real life, this has happened before. So to me, it doesn't seem very likely that the drag performers are going to go anywhere close to that line. I think, honestly, if I were one of the performers in this play, I would be thinking to myself, how can we perform what we want to perform? How can we be surprising, and how can we be controversial but not in any illegal way, and how can we wind up being surprisingly cool, weirdly, is what I would. Now, they may have a different mind. They may want to violate the law. They may want to get arrested, make headlines, and make a spectacle out of it all. I don't know. I'm not them. We'll see. But I thought we were kind of a settled issue here, because the best objection is the obscenity or violation of law objection. The we don't like drag is not a good objection. The we don't like it at Christmas, I think, is a particularly bad objection. I understand why you don't like it, but the more you make it religious, the more you put it within the realm of the First Amendment. So if you keep talking about how they're offending our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ with this, yeah, but the more you say that, the more you're making it a First Amendment protected thing. That's the irony, is the advocates against the show keep saying this is blasphemy, this is obscenity, this is disgusting, this is of Satan, this is an abomination. Yeah, and all, offending Christians. All of which means that it's the more you say that, the more it's protected by the First Amendment. So kind of an odd note to strike. On the other side, on the other side, you have some folks who spoke up. You had Pastor James Johnson who showed up. And, I thought that know, I've talked with him. I know where his heart is at on all of this and what he wants to accomplish. He basically said, look, we'd like to have an agenda item on this issue. I don't think that's going to happen. If they wanted one, they would have voted for it anyway. And the attorney has said they can't. They're going to lose this lawsuit if they vote on it. So they're not going to want to go on record to do this, I wouldn't think. That there should be a criteria for future shows. I like that idea, and I think that's likely to happen, and that the manager should explain himself over the TikTok history of how this all went. I don't think that's very likely to happen. But, you know, Pastor Johnson says...
And I know the city council doesn't want to be discussing any of this. You all would prefer to be discussing parks and potholes, not G-strings and male genitalia.
Yeah, which I think is probably true.
And he can announce to these taxpayers that he's canceling Drag Queen Christmas. If he can muster up that gumption, I promise you, we will support you in that decision.
Now, it was interesting because the crowd's very pro canceling the show, or con, if you prefer to think of it, the show. Very loud applause for that. There was another side, though, and the more this goes on, there are more on the other side talking about it. We'll come back to that in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Back to rolling accident-free right now. If you are on Highway 29 southbound heading toward a 9 Mile Road, you're going to see some major delays. Also, we've got I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay in Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching the I-10 entrance there. We're seeing about a 9 to 11 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So as I said in this conversation about the Sanger Theater's drag, which, by the way, is not even remotely the first drag show. It just has Christmas in the title, and it's 2 days before Christmas, and that's what's got people worked up. In addition to some of the past performances having some very lurid content, I don't know whether this one will or not. You'll have to wait and see what happens. Michael Vazana was one of the people who spoke kind of on behalf of the thing. But remember, there's three positions here, at least. Position number one is that the drag show is good. You know, we believe in drag art. We believe in people having their expression. This particular one, this is actually a good thing. And since it's only for 18 and up, it's the people who want to see it can go. And if you don't like it, stay home. Then the second position is the opposite side, the people who are speaking that want to stop the show, the con position, the intolerant position, the one that says we should get rid of a thing that we disagree with vehemently. The middle position is the tolerant one. That doesn't make it right, by the way. Some things we are intolerant of, some things we celebrate, and some things we are tolerant of. But the tolerant position is the one that says, this is bad, I don't like it, but it's absolutely within the First Amendment. It is most definitely a matter of people's view of expression and religion, and they can do with it what they want. That's my view. Andrew McKay's view is I will defend it because not because I agree with it, but because I disagree with it, but I agree pretty vehemently with the Constitution on these matters. And so that's how I view this matter. Anyway, Michael Vazana.
It stands as the ultimate irony to me that members of a vocal group of religious folks here today stand in opposition using their constitutionally protected First Amendment rights to trample the same free speech rights of others. Personally, I don't care for drag shows. I do not like religious zealots preaching on street corners. I don't support fascists, neo-Nazis, or anachronistic supporters of racial bigotry. Regardless, in all of these cases, their words and rights are protected by the First Amendment. In 1906, Evelyn Beatrice Hall spoke of the need to protect all forms of free speech. She said, quote, I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. This sentiment, which emphasizes the importance of the defense of free speech, is foundational to our national conscience.
Yeah, same. I mean, that's right where I'm at.
Secondly, the First Amendment prohibits Congress, government officials, and agencies from censoring or retaliating against people for their political views, especially when trying to silence a perspective they dislike. The silencing of free speech is simply unconstitutional. The sanctity of our First Amendment has recently been extolled across the political spectrum, all of whom recognize the need to follow these rules. One need only look at the recent late-night television examples that we've witnessed. However, even Warren Cole Smith, a champion of Christian broadcasting, said, quote, if the FCC can force Jimmy Kimmel off the air today, is it possible that a future FCC could force David Jeremiah, Alistair Begg, Erwin Lutzer, or Greg Laurie off the air? In other words, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. In conclusion, I ask the members of the City Council and the government not be swayed by unconstitutional and narrow-minded views by folks who have Christian morality at heart. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. there may come a time with different administration, locally, state, or federally, where somebody tries to take me off the air or take religious programming off the air or stifle, you know, there are church services that meet in the Sanger or and say, well, how are you using a public space for religious activity? That's a violation of the Establishment Clause. And I will tell you that I hope that never comes to pass. But if it does, I want to be able to stand up and say, we defended the things that we despised. I expect you to defend us. We allowed and permitted the things that we disagree with vehemently. I expect the same consideration. See, do we believe in the idea of real freedom? Or do we only believe in freedom when it's used the way we want it used? No, it's true. Freedom abused invites restrictions, invites government censorship, invites government to stamp out things. I mean, that's when you abuse a freedom, right? One of the best ways to preserve a freedom is to not use it or to underuse it. And this is definitely, you know, boundary pushing use of freedom. But there are all kinds of things that might violate people's sensibilities and even vividly. You know, one of the people who talked about this brought up, well, there's a Mrs. Doubtfire show coming, and guess what? Mrs. Doubtfire is a cross-dressing show. You know, somebody texted in, what about Peter Pan? You know, okay. I mean, is it only this? Is it other things as well? Is it sending a message to try to discourage certain people or certain views from feeling welcome in Pensacola? I think there's definitely some of that. I hear that. Whether you intend it or not, that's a message being conveyed. You know, even if all you want to do is stop this one show, there's clearly a hostility towards gay, lesbian, transgender people that is being felt and heard, if not being intended to be said. And I think for some people it is intended to be said, not all. Okay. And so the question is, you know, what is the future of Pensacola going to look like? Because it is a place historically, which even though it's in a very red area, is a very blue city. And even though it's a very conservative, religiously region, Santa Rosa and Escambia counties and the Panhandle generally, it's also got a lot of diversity in terms of who we allow, who we even celebrate. And if you don't like it, well, don't go to the beach on Memorial Day. You know, I mean, like that's the situation we live in. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will say this. I thought Cameron White was one of the just a member of the public who showed up. And, you know, this is a good example of how if you listen to this show or you watch Channel 3, you read the PNJ, you're well aware this is happening. Many other people are not aware. And they're just finding out. And, you know, they might be very loud about being tolerant. They don't maybe like drag shows, don't want to go, wouldn't pay the money, but, you know, they don't want it stopped. Are they going to show up at City Hall? Well, you know, the voice of tolerance doesn't always show up because it's kind of not a fun voice to engage in. We love drag. That voice will show up. We hate drag. That voice will show up. What are y'all doing? That voice, you'll hear that from a lot of people. It won't necessarily show up.
I don't have a speech prepared. I didn't know about this until about 2 hours before it started. So I'm just going to be winging it here. I didn't know about it because, like the majority of your constituents, we have better things to do. Right? I give it up to you all for sitting here for hours listening to this. But you know, typically when I'm in my neighborhood, Allison Patton's district, on a Thursday night, I'm out walking my dog. People are going to the parks. They're eating dinner with their families. We typically don't know this kind of stuff is going on. And not city council meetings, but specifically concerted efforts by groups that attempt to organize to sway public opinion through intimidation or through harassment. I know that seems kind of intense for me to say that. But I was standing outside before this. I was talking with people. Maybe I don't look the part of someone who would support a drag show at the Sanger Theater. Truth be told, I don't like drag shows. I think they're a little weird. I hope I don't offend anybody saying that. But I do respect people's right to express themselves in an area that is restricted to ticket sales. It's not on the streets. It's not in front of children. They're expressing themselves in front of other adults that have paid to be there.
Yeah. And as he even said, I wasn't even interested in all of this. And, you know, I don't like drag particularly, but I came because I heard about this. And otherwise, I was just living my life. You're forcing us to come and explain to you what the Constitution says and what the First Amendment says and, you know, what freedom looks like and how it will not always look your way. And I'll give this just one sort of last note on all of this, which is what I have in common with the opponents of the drag show is I don't like the thing itself. Okay? I don't like it being a Christmas show, although I'd be a little curious to know in what sense it might wind up being a pro-Christmas event. It's hard to imagine, maybe, but it's possible. There's enough cognitive space there to imagine it. But here's what I really care about. I really care about people who might not be Christians and how they perceive my religion. And I find myself frequently very embarrassed by the loudest, most attention-grabbing voices who claim to represent my religion, and some of them claim to represent all of us who are Christians. I think you're making a huge mistake when you make statements like that. Oh, Christians think this. Or, you know, Bible-believing Christians think this. No, they don't all. And so I care about the PR, so to speak. I care about whether this is a barrier to the gospel or a facilitator to it. And I don't see any way that anything being done by the opponents of this is a facilitator to evangelism. I see it as a barrier to evangelism. And that's the thing that probably bothers me the most. I mean, I care deeply about the First Amendment and freedom of expression. But I also care deeply about whether we're winning souls, winning the culture war, so to speak, but winning it by love and by persuasion, not by force and coercion. And that's the stuff that I think a lot about in this context. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Pine Forest northbound headed toward I-10, we've got an accident with injuries and roadblock there blocking the northbound lane. So definitely playing around that one. Also, I-10 eastbound all the way between, 9 Mile and Highway 29. Seeing some major backups. Highway 90 southbound headed into Pensacola. About a 9 to 11 minute delay there in Avalon Boulevard southbound. You experiencing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Can I add just one thing here, which is I've been not asked back and or let go from teaching jobs many times for being a Christian. I understand what it looks like to be on the wrong end of this stuff. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
the Orr House Restaurant celebrates 20 years serving Pensacola great food, drinks, and good times. They've survived a fire, a rebuild, oil spills, recessions, hurricanes, blizzards, even a global pandemic. For over 20 years, they say thank you, Pensacola. Join in this Saturday from 11 till midnight for their customer appreciation extravaganza with live music, face painting, a photo booth, food and drink specials, and great door prize giveaways. This Saturday at the Orr House Restaurant on Bayou Chico, the friendly place with a big deck.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Right, I'll paint any car for just $99.95.
Yeah, the thing that made me an agnostic slash atheist for a long time was that kind of Christianity, frankly. That's what I didn't want to be that. So use that however you want to. 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne's got a headline or two for us. David?
Well, senators making another attempt today to end the government shutdown, now in week three of votes planned, but so far not a whole lot of sign of progress towards funding the government.
It's going to get worse. It may eventually get better. There's no indication. That's why I asked Jimmy that question yesterday, Jimmy Petronis. Is this going to end sometime?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 20 living hostages enjoying their reunion with their families. But what about the loved ones of the 24 dead hostages whose bodies were not returned by Hamas? Rotem Cooper is the son of a hostage killed by the terror group. He spoke to Fox.
Hamas is playing games and is not doing it in good faith. You know, four. It's a weird number, but it's bringing it exactly to half. 20 plus 4 is 24, which is half of the 48.
Fox's Trey Yanks.
We have learned the names of two of these individuals. One of them, Bipin Joshi from Nepal, who was working along the Gaza border on October 7th when he was kidnapped. And Guy Ilus, who was a sound technician attending the Nova Music Festival.
Day 14, partial government shutdown.
It's a huge strain on the finances of this country.
Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer, earlier on Fox Business, Senate will try and vote to end the stalemate later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunny skies. It is 61 degrees this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The Pensacola Interstate Fair is back this week. It's expected to draw a big crowd, over 300,000 throughout its two-week run, and some new safety measures in place this year. No firearms allowed, and that means both open and concealed carry weapons. You will have to go through a metal detector to get inside. Also, six of those mobile camera towers are going to be at the fairgrounds, giving a clear view of everything happening for two deputies that are monitoring from the real-time crime center. And new this year, any bags that you take with you will have to be clear. The sheriff's office does say they'll have at least 60 deputies on hand, plus reinforcements available if need be. A Pensacola woman's been sentenced to life in prison for her role in the murder of 26-year-old Jesse Geohagen in October of 2022. 25-year-old Alyssa Marie Blackburn, she was convicted of principal to second-degree murder in the case. Prosecutors say she allowed her boyfriend, Jacob Colville, to enter their home and fatally shoot him. Colville is also serving a life sentence in the case, while a third accomplice, Lawrence Bonner, received a five-year sentence after pleading no contest. Evidence revealed a complicated relationship dynamic with Blackburn, having known both men and warning a friend of the impending murder just minutes before it occurred. Well, one driver and two pedestrians injured after a car drove through the Blossman Gas Building yesterday in West Pensacola. FHP says that happened because the 39-year-old driver was distracted on his cell phone. The truck went over a curb, blew a tire, and then through the parking lot, eventually crashing through the wall of the Blossman Building on Michigan Avenue. No hazmat issues were reported due to the accident, but three people were taken to area hospitals. Now, Senator Ashley Moody believes President Trump should be rewarded for his work in brokering the Middle East peace deal. Moody said yesterday that there's no doubt Trump should receive the next Nobel Peace Prize. She wrote on X that his leadership is why the innocent Israeli hostages have now finally been released. Moody said it was a great day for mankind. Well, Florida's CFO says they may have found up to $1 billion in wasteful spending across the state. Blazing Golia yesterday saying that the number continues growing as his office continues traveling the state to expose big government budgets and wastes of tax dollars. Golia said the biggest culprit so far has been Hillsborough County. Golia accused county officials there of wasting $278 million. Golia says more wasteful spending is going to be exposed this week. Well, the University of Florida's football coach could be coaching for his job this weekend. UF hosting Mississippi State on Saturday before its bye week. On3.com reporting that the bye week looms large as the possible point where Florida moves on from head coach Billy Napier. ESPN Bet has the Gators favored by 8.5 points over the Bulldogs. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Still dealing with the accident that happened northbound on Pine Forest as you approach I-10. Not seeing any delays, but I wanted you to be aware of that. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing its normal construction delays. And Highway 90 southbound approaching Pensacola, experience about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. And Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, traffic is backed up way past the hospital, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, nice sunny weather with a high near 84. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into Thursday, nice sunny weather with a high near 83. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 63 degrees. We've got sunshine on a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. China has sanctioned 5 U.S. subsidiaries of South Korean shipbuilder Hanwha Ocean, escalating tensions with Washington. The order will prohibit Chinese organizations and individuals from doing business with the sanctioned companies. Shares of Hanwha Ocean plunged over 8% following the announcement. LG Electronics India market cap has surpassed that of its parent company after the subsidiary shares soared on its debut. The IPO fetched $1.3 billion. Prime Database said that this is the most heavily subscribed major Indian IPO since Reliance Power's listing in 2008. Goldman Sachs said it has agreed to acquire Industry Ventures, a venture capital firm with $7 billion in assets under supervision. Goldman is paying $665 million in cash and equity and up to $300 million more based on the firm's future performance through 2030. The deal is expected to close in the first quarter of 2026. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
It's time once again for Pensacola's favorite fall tradition. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival fills Seville Square with some of the nation's finest artists and pairs them with eclectic live music, delicious food, and hands-on activities for the kids. 3 days of art, music, food, and you're invited to be part of it all for free. November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Special thanks to Gulf Winds, Pods, Gulfside Landscaping, and WEAR. Details at ggaf.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me, as he is every Tuesday. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. Let's talk about some of the incidents in a minute, but I want to make sure we get fair news out first, because that's obviously it's happening on Thursday, and we're going to have a lot of deputies out there at the fair, and they're going to be flying their drones and doing their metal detectors and all kinds of stuff, right? And the key announcement...
Keeping people safe.
Yeah, absolutely. The key announcement this year is no weapons, not even concealed, right?
That's the fair's. The fair is a private entity, and they have made determination that they do not allow open or concealed carry of firearms. So that's correct. And I think they also said that you have to have a clear baggage, much like you would at a concert venue.
So if you're, you know, if you're going to take a bag, it's going to have to be easily see what's inside.
Yes.
And there will be metal detectors, right?
There was metal detectors last year, and there should be metal detectors this year as well. We don't actually do the metal detecting. But
okay.
We have been working for months with the folks at the fair trying to get make sure that we have the most secure facility that we can have.
What's the biggest problem you deal with at the fair? Drunk people?
Probably. Drunk people. Sometimes we have kids that will go back to the car, and they'll start drinking. You know, underage kids will do that in the parking lot. But we'll have deputies in the parking lot. We'll have deputies in the midway. We'll have deputies as many places as we possibly can.
And not all of them wearing uniforms.
Not all of them wearing uniforms. And we'll also have our video platforms. We have those portable video trailers that we have. So we'll have probably five of those, if not all six of those at the fair. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people go through this fair during the 10 days that it's here, and we just want people to be safe, and we want people to understand that we're out there to make sure they're going to be safe.
Very good. And as always, if you see something, find a person and tell them. If you see something
concerning.
Yeah, there's going
to be 50 or 60 deputies out there, but there's also, again, besides the video and the 50 or 60 deputies, we're going to have thousands of eyes. And so we are asking people, if you see something crazy or suspicious, to let us know. There's going to be deputies walking around.
Very good. Now to the sort of incidents that have taken place. We had a really awful one take place in McDavid. I think it was last Tuesday. It was either like right before, maybe the night before you and I talked, or maybe that day. But pretty awful.
The murder-suicide.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was evidence that there was an individual that was shot and killed while he was sleeping. Still had the CPAP machine on, and then there was the suicide. The female took her own life after that.
That's kind of unusual for the – I mean, you unfortunately, whatever, the stereotype, the most common is that the man is the violent aggressor, but this is a case where the woman allegedly shot the man and then took her own life, which is kind of unusual.
Statistically, this is rare.
Yeah. All right. And she's in custody. Oh, well, I'm sorry, because she took her own life, so
she's
it's
kind
of resolved,
Andrew.
Yeah. You had a shooting in Montclair on Wednesday at Deauville Way, Massachusetts Avenue.
Yeah, there was a male that suffered a gunshot wound to his chest. He was taken to the hospital. He is expected to survive. We spoke to him. He was alert when it first happened. We spoke to him, and he was not necessarily cooperative. And so we decided that once he has some time to think about it and recover a bit, we spoke to him again, and he informed us that he will let us know if he's willing to cooperate. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's candid. You gotta, you know, at least he's up front. He's not just telling you some lie and pretending it's true. He's telling you he's not sure he's going to cooperate with you.
That's correct. Now, we're still investigating. I'm not saying that
we've
closed
it. Sure, you don't stop just because of that.
However, it's going to make it more difficult, no doubt.
Shot in the chest.
Correct.
Recovers.
Is recovering.
I might help you, I might not. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay. We had a massive, fairly large amount of stolen property and narcotics recovered in cantonment. What happened here?
Well, they were stealing everything they could get their hands on, basically. It was the group that was there, obviously up to no good. There was a couple of people arrested. There was four, I think, total arrested. At the time, we seized over $100,000 worth of stolen equipment, motorcycles. There was a gun. We ended up charging someone with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. It was someone had a warrant. Someone had drugs. They had a little bit of everything. So the bottom line is, over the past couple of months, this crew and a couple people that we had arrested previous that were already in jail have been stealing stuff and trying to sell it, or fencing, if you will. And our investigators did a really good job of trying to piece it all together, and we seized as much property as we can. The investigation is continuing. We think that there's still some people that might have been involved, either knew or should have known that the property was stolen, and they quite frankly didn't care.
When people try to sell stolen property, you know, in the movies, it's always, I got a guy, you know, who's going to move it for me. Because, you know, pawn shops are well aware that stolen property might come to them, and they work with you guys
they
all
have
the time.
Right.
Yeah. I always think
you have
that
to identify yourself when you pawn something, yes.
And also these days, a lot of people think, oh, well, Facebook Marketplace, I can sell a thing. Well, you know, the actual owner can look on Facebook Marketplace too and see if it shows up, right?
Right. Yeah, these people were selling it through people that they knew. They weren't
network
necessarily
of criminals
broadcasting it, you know, for sale type of stuff.
Okay, oh, so that's a real thing. That's a real, like, there's a fence out there who's going to take the stolen goods and charge a commission for, or is that?
For instance, if I steal a motorcycle and I say, hey, Andrew, I'll give you this motorcycle. I just need $100 right today.
Okay.
I don't have the keys. You're going to have to tote it off and somehow try to, you know, figure it out yourself. You knew or should have known that was stolen, and or you've bought something.
Well, I just figured that's why you were giving me such a good deal, because it didn't come
friends.
With keys.
Yeah, well, there's a discount there. I don't know if it's that heavily discounted.
All right, fair enough. We're talking to Chip Simmons. Let's go to John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Highway 29 southbound approaching Beck Lakes Road. Right there in front of the raceway, there's an accident, and traffic is backing up going southbound on Highway 29. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Still stuck on the smoking deal on the motorcycle with no keys. That is apparently how this works.
For instance.
Yeah, right, okay.
Even though we did seize a couple of stolen motorcycles.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's based on a true story. How about that?
Okay, all right. I'll let it be. 17-year-old Yandel Duran wanted for shots fired back in September in Quietwater Beach.
If you remember, there was a couple of disturbances. The first took place, I think, in the parking garage in downtown. And then somehow they moved to the boardwalk area, and it was another bit of a disturbance. And at one point, this car sped off, and before speeding off, someone reached out with a handgun and shot into the crowded area, or the area where the cars were. From the car. They were speeding away, right. And fortunately, no one was hit, but the cars, he did shoot a couple cars up. We had identified this guy, 17 years old, as the individual that that actually fired the shots. We knew for some time about the car, which car it was, who owned the car, and we felt like we knew who was in the car, and then we established probable cause to believe that it was this 17-year-old.
Is there a why? Is there a, I mean,
it's based on this fight.
Okay.
Someone got jumped at one disturbance, and then there was some back and forth at the second disturbance, and you know, unfortunately, people take it upon themselves with firearms.
Lingering anger, resentment, frustration, humiliation.
Stupidity.
Whatever. Stupidity, sure. Anyway. Joshua Garnett, Keyshawn McDaniel, and Sakori Lewis charged with carjacking on 9 Mile Road. This is at the Jasmine Creek Apartments. If you're going on 9 Mile, it's just west of University. Like, if you're on University, it's kind of behind the woods on the west. But this is a pretty scary story.
Yeah, they carjack an individual.
Two people,
and they get out of the car and they run to get some help. They ended up taking the car, and then when we get there, we see them running from that car. They had to run the car off and abandoned it. And then we see them running into an apartment. We get a search warrant for the apartment. We end up collecting guns from the firearms from the vehicle itself. And then we got like the mask and some different things and the bad guys from the apartment. So our guys did a good job of responding quickly, tracking, and then getting a search warrant and catching these felons.
Were they, I mean, residents just parked in the parking lot? Was the car driving? Do you know?
I don't have the information. I don't understand that they were residents.
Okay.
They were probably visiting people.
But not, this is not, they were involved in something bad. This is just, they happened to be victims of this crime. as far as you know?
As far as we know.
Okay. Because I will tell you, you know, to this day, like the Tryon Branch Library is my library branch, and I go through the drive-thru, which is adjacent to the park, and because it's a, you know, a sedan, the window for the drive-thru, you kind of have to get out. It's a little, every single time I stand there and I think, Bonnie and Clyde, that's where, you know, they came through and they carjacked somebody in that parking lot, and I'm ready. But you don't have just that one place where bad things happen, right? Just because a bad thing happened in one place, very unlikely to happen there again.
Again, it's bad things happening in who knows where. Who knows where, right. And that's why I ask people to be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. And we talk about a lot about, you know, if you're going to open carry, if you're going to conceal carry, be aware of what someone may try to do. We don't want you to be fearful, you know, to go to the grocery store, but just be aware of what you're doing and who's around you.
I think about it in the same context of, I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago, there was a car driving north on Chemstrand towards 9 Mile and just rammed through several cars that were stopped at the light and continued on through across 9 Mile. And it was kind of an incident at the time. And like, I mean, or the Fairfield shooting, you know, and just think of like just random people going about their day. And then all of a sudden there's a gun battle in your midst. You know, it's pretty rare. But it happens.
Fortunately, it's pretty rare, yeah.
You know, thank God it's rare, but it does happen. And, you know, you like you say all the time, you got to be prepared. You got to look at your surroundings. You got to think through these things. What would you do? Because in the moment, you usually react badly.
Well, obviously, save yourself.
Yep.
And save the people that you're with. And then just, again, do whatever you have to save yourself.
Right.
And survive the day.
And by the way, it's part of the reason that I appreciate you guys are taking a more aggressive stance on the stolen cars and pitting them is because you have recognized that. How do we prevent that kind of stuff from happening or from people going through cars in the middle of the night and or the day or whatever? Well, you know, this is how we get them is we take them out when they're in the stolen car because that's a frequent contributor, right? So I appreciate that you guys
backtrack.
Are preventing.
Okay, it seems like all these cars are stolen, so let's stop it. You know, if we can't stop a car from being stolen, we can certainly stop it while, you know, whenever we identify it as being stolen.
You also had kind of a weird case in Perdido where somebody was just acting strange. You guys got called out?
Yeah, we got a call that a person was acting erratically. That was the description.
So over the weekend?
Jumping on top of, it happened on the 11th. Jumping on top of cars, chasing cars, and word is that this has been going on for a couple of days, really, and that he was, and that he had attacked someone and they were holding him down. So we get there and an individual was unconscious, and we did CPR. And then LifeLight took him to a medical facility where, unfortunately, the next day he was pronounced deceased. So again, we're waiting for the toxicology reports and the medical examiner will let us know what the cause of death was. But it's an open investigation.
I mean, I feel bad, of course, for the person. I also feel bad for your deputies. They didn't get a win. You know, You know, it's just hard. I mean, it's part of the job, but it's a hard part of the job.
Well, I would tell you, I watched the body camera footage because this is unusual.
Yeah.
And I mean the efforts that they put forth. You can hear the AEDs, and I guess I haven't watched or heard that in some time. But it gives you the instructions, you know, to get the compressions, and it's repeatedly telling you to do it rather quickly. By the way, based upon what I heard, what I was trained to do, but I mean they tried. They really tried. And as you said, sometimes it's not enough.
Yeah, the rate is, I haven't done a class in a long time, but as I understand it, the recommended rate is the beat to staying alive, which is
a little easy
to remember, but even, you know, very, very fast and just compressions these days. They don't do breaths anymore. Right. Last thing, it's a good news note, so we'll take it after some of the bad stuff. Dining with deputies today at Bubba's 33, right? Creighton and Davis?
Yeah, Bubba's 33 is, they do this on occasion, and we appreciate that. So today at lunch and dinner, they'll give a portion of the proceeds to the Skamby County Sheriff Foundation. So we'll be eating lunch there. I'll be eating lunch and dinner there.
Two burgers for Chip.
Well, no, I'll probably pace myself. I think I'll get a salad. I'll get a moderate lunch, and then I'll do what I normally do.
What is a moderate lunch for Chip Simmons?
I don't know. Probably a hamburger, some fries.
I'm like, come on.
Appetizers.
Two burgers, an appetizer. Yeah, all right.
I'm a growing boy.
I know you are.
And the proceeds are going to the foundation.
That's right. So
all,
you know,
it's all good, right?
You're feeding you and you're feeding your foundation as
I'm
well.
I'm supporting the foundation.
But I do think people actually want to know the question. Does Sheriff Simmons ever eat a salad?
Yes. I like salads.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's in addition to,
it's
not
an
as
add-on.
A meal. Salads aren't meals, but But you get it. I give me a side salad.
Sure, a side almost salad. Every time. I see you as a side salad guy with your pasta or, you know,
I don't know what that means. Steak. Yes. Oh, yeah, with the real food?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a, you know, it's a flavor contrast. That's all that is. That's just something you do in passing while you're getting the real
filler.
Food. It's a filler.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheriff Jim Simmons escaping gun. Sheriff Jim Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Again, that today, by the way, is the Bubba's 33 from 11 to 8, right?
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and share the proceeds if you spend money. Go say hi, tell them you love them, and buy them some food, buy yourself some food, and buy Sheriff Simmons a salad. I'm Andrew McKay.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I fight for the users.
Guess what we're going to watch today?
Don't even.
Little Tron Ares, Fight for the User. We don't go to the movies a lot, but I like the half-off deal at AMC on Tuesdays. And, you know, my youngest is like, we got to go watch Tron. I'm like, yes, we do. Let's go. All right.
Wow, you're not waiting till it comes out on video.
I make exceptions.
Or DVD.
If the kid wants to see it at the big screen, then fine. We'll watch on the big screen.
Okay.
Yeah. But you'll notice at discount day.
Yes, I noticed.
Not like $80 day or whatever it is, normal price. John Pickens has got, price. I don't know. How much for the popcorn? $50. I don't know. You know, an outing for a movie is going to cost you for three people if you get food is $50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5.
You sneak your snacks in, don't you?
No, yeah, you maybe.
All right. Highway 29 southbound approaching.
What's the point of having cargo pants if there's no cargo?
Beck Lakes Road right there in front of the raceway. We had a logger truck incident there that's causing some delays, both in the northbound and southbound directions.
Beer logs or tree logs?
Trees. Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right, yeah. Go on.
All right, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 7 to 9 minute construction congestion delay there. Other than that, we are good. John Pickens. Traffic on the 5.
I mean, you start talking about logger trucks, I get
worried. I know. That's why I was...
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the White House is celebrating Charlie Kirk today on what would have been his 32nd birthday. President Trump is posthumously awarding Kirk with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Pete Hegseth says the standards are back at the War Department. The Secretary of War's comment came in response to a move from the Texas Military Department to replace some of its National Guard troops that are deployed to Chicago with those who meet service-specific height, weight, and physical fitness standards. Of course, this after a group of Texas National Guardsmen went viral, as the image showed some heavy-set guardsmen, which prompted social media users to
alternate body style
to point out military fitness stand. It's tough when you're only drilling one weekend a month to maintain that physical form.
Alternative density orientation.
There we go. This one's for you, Andrew, since you love going to the movies. AMC Theaters showing two Diane Keaton movies in tribute to the late actress. Her Oscar-winning performance in Annie Hall in 2003's Something's Gotta Give are returning to about 100 AMC theaters nationwide.
I would think that would be a lot of fun for the people who really like those movies, because you're likely to go with other people who really like those movies and know them and quote them, and it'll be a little bit of a fun environment, not just we want to see it on the big screen, is what I would expect, which is kind of makes it sort of an event. I like that. Much like the people going to watch Tron Ares. Might be really into Tron. Oh, that's a big door. All right, 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. Doritos are changing their recipe. I hope not in any flavor way at all. They're getting rid of the artificial colors in the dyes. Just as long as you don't change any of the flavor and the crispiness and the crunchiness and the beauty that is the nacho cheese, or for lesser taste profiles, the Cool Ranch.